Trump authorizes full force as Portland becomes latest city to see troops deployed. Iran warned not to escalate tensions as UN sanctions reimposed. At least 39 dead in crush at political rally in India. Brutal killings of young women leave Argentina in shock and anger. Israeli strikes kill dozens in Gaza, including civilians seeking aid, health workers say. Russia has no intention of attacking EU or NATO states. Foreign minister says Swiss vote on electronic identity cards for second time. Drones seen over Danish military bases in latest air disruption. Trump to declassify files on aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart. U.S. revokes Colombian president's visa over reckless and incendiary. Remarks: Netanyahu attacks Palestinian recognition as dozens walk out of UN speech. Police breakup ring trafficking. Kenyans to fight for Russia in Ukraine. Elon Musk and Prince Andrew named a new Epstein files. TV station owners reinstate Jimmy Kimmel show after ban. UK urged to act on colonial era war crimes case after recognizing Palestinian state. FBI fires agents pictured kneeling at George Floyd protest. U.S. media report, ICE arrests top educator at Iowa's largest school district. Turkey abandons bid to force donor kebab rules on Europe. New York office gunman had low-level CTE, medical examiner finds. Dubai sex trade ring boss held by police after BBC investigation. Slovakia passes law to recognize only two sexes and restrict adoption. Asada Shakur, black liberation activist exiled in Cuba, dies at 78. Instagram versus reality. Bali is becoming a victim of its own success. The U.S. Navy killed 17 in deadly strikes. Now Venezuela is giving civilians guns. Trump promised retribution. How far will he go? The record-breaking Nigerian chef ready to take on the world. What to know about James Comey's indictment and what happens next? Moldova holds key election as Russia's shadow looms large. The Indian who caught the bikini killer twice and is now a Netflix hero. Why a tiny island's fate could decide Seychelles' next president. Stray kids downplay global fame. Success is a strong word. China launches campaign to keep killjoys off the internet. Sonic the Hedgehog boss on how the series keeps up to speed. Watch. Polar bears occupy abandoned Soviet-era research station. Watch. Moment freediver sets new world record with breath-defying 126-meter plunge. Watch. How Trump and Comey's relationship soured. Walk out in loudspeakers near Gaza. See how Netanyahu's UN speech unfolded. Humberto strengthens into a Category 5 hurricane, U.S. NHC says. Italy receives 10 bids for Ilva steel as major contenders withdraw. Russian fuel crisis causes long queues and headaches for motorists. More than 150 companies have ties to Israeli settlements. UN database shows COP30 urged to link climate justice with reparations for historical crimes. Oil gains on Ukraine drone attacks cutting Russian supply. U.S. oil and gas rig count rises to highest since June, Baker Hughes says. Brazil coffee exports to U.S. to fall further if tariffs stay. Secafe president says New York seeks more wind and solar energy before federal subsidies expire. India says trade talks with U.S. constructive, eyes early deal. UAE president meets OpenAI CEO to discuss AI collaboration. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. Britain pledges $2 billion loan guarantee for Jaguar. Land Rover, Peru's Gen Z rallies against President Boluarte, protesting over pensions and corruption. Investing.com stocks of the week. Why Bitcoin sites are emerging as key AI infrastructure. Is AI set to enter a phase of exponential adoption growth? UBS weighs in. Healthcare disruption pivots on cost and AI. How could the HIRE Act hurt the IT services sector? Can TSMC and Samsung make AI chips designed by Chinese firms? Iran's clerical leaders face existential crisis amid nuclear deadlock. South Korea cannot pay $350 billion to U.S. for tariff deal, as Trump suggests, top aide says.